Pacifico, Bill Hendricks.
Here's what they want to do. They want to get this over with, address it in some way indirectly.
I don't even know what to say about that, but Dish Network, if you could update the listings to say
movie
Ellen.
Kick-Ass hits theaters next week, and the role of Hit Girl is...
Well, I know a little something about West Virginia, and...
Hey, baby.
Poppycock.
World-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I thought that was an interesting line. I know a little something about West Virginia. And you know what? These days, I'll tell you, that is such a terrible, terrible situation there. And my mind drifts back to the days in, I guess, the summer of 08. I think it was the summer of 08. It might have been the summer of 07, that Utah mine disaster. You remember that? That was about as brutal as it gets. Because they went in to try to get the guys that were in there, and they lost, I think, three or four more guys with the rescue crew. It's just it's an unbelievable profession. I know that there are people that take to it and do it well. Thank God they do. But and a lot of that has to do with, I think, most of us. You know, we think about the claustrophobia involved and being, I couldn't do it. You know, Stoller is do it. I ain't man enough. I admit it right now. I'm man enough for this, not that. And it takes more of a man to go do that than this. And I'd like to tell you, though, that I make lots of money and coal miners don't. But this particular job, I think actually a coal miner makes more money than me. I really do, bud. So write that down. Anyway, a new controversial Tiger Woods commercial has been airing. We'll talk about that. We have Father James McQuarters is going to join us here in just a moment. Father McQuarters at one time was a chaplain to the mini tour, which is a sort of semi-professional tour in the United States and Mexico, North America. Does the movie Kick-Ass go too far with an underage character killing people and using foul language? Now, I thought of the movie Bad Seed, but I suppose that's not fair to bring that movie up because she was bad. But this character goes out killing people, and if they're bad people that the character is killing, well, maybe that's okay, too. But nonetheless, we'll talk about that. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight, Columbus Springs, Colorado, 4K, 1580 AM, and State College, WBLF. Oh, we're giving you two shout-outs, State College, in the last couple of months. 877-876-PHIL. On the line is Father James McQuarters. And as I mentioned, Father McQuarters, I did not know this, as the saying goes. I did not know that. But you're a big golf fan, right?
I should say I'm a very big golf fan. You mentioned that I was a pastor on the mini tour, and I was a pastor briefly on that mini tour on the college tour as well.
Now, what do you do when you're the pastor on a golf tour?
Well, you know, Phil, you get a lot of passes to tournaments, but in point of fact, you are a counselor to some of the young men that play. You speak with them not about the game. Because that's obviously something that they know much more about than you do. But you do talk to them about their feelings, professional feelings, feelings of being apart from their families. The travel is very wearing on these young men.
Well, the golf mini tour, is almost like minor league baseball, isn't it?
I was going to say, it is very much like minor league baseball. And to that extent, it's not a very comfortable life. Much of the time you're out of pocket your own money. Because you're looking to play well enough to attract a sponsor. And for a lot of these young men, they don't have sponsors, so they're out of pocket quite a bit of money.
How much does it take? I don't know. I don't even know if you know anymore, Father, how much it takes for a golfer without a sponsor to travel the tour, do you know?
Well, I know that when I was involved, this was the early 90s, I would say that you had to have probably $30,000 to $40,000 just out of your own pocket or whatever. I'm talking about the basic now.
Transportation.
Transportation and lodging. And of course, if you have to have equipment repaired, if you need a new pair of shoes, if you need, obviously, the entry fee for a great many of these tournaments, which are all provided by the better golfers have sponsors that provide for all of this. This was money that you had to have. So I'd say in the neighborhood there, $30,000 to $40,000 to $50,000 of your own money.
And then, of course, if you win,
If you win, then you're able to replenish what you've paid out. But really, the most important thing, Phil, is for them to attract sponsors. And I think that I think in talking about golf, you know, it's a very difficult life, as I said when you're coming up. Tiger Woods is a great example of a tremendous athlete. And I was worried, loving the game of golf as much as I do, I was worried that we might not see a Tiger Woods play because his personal problems would make it difficult for him to play.
Right.
Yet he's been able to put these personal problems aside to a very large degree, Phil, I think, by virtue of the fact that the paying public, the golf fans, have decided to put away their animosity, as it were, and have put away their anger toward him.
But the golf fans are a little bit more forgiving?
I think I've seen a magnanimous nature on the part of people. Which is not to say that that everyone is as altruistic, I suppose, as you want to say, but because, of course, we all want to see Tiger Woods play golf. This is the bottom line for most of us. But I do believe there is the hope and the dream that we are all kind enough that we can say to Tiger Woods that we forgive you. And, you know, forgiveness is the cornerstone of the Christian faith.
It is, yeah.
And if we talk about forgiving Tiger Woods, we talk about forgiving some of the missteps, perhaps, that some of our leaders have made. Can we forgive someone an unkind word? Can we? I heard you talking about this Virginia governor who did not mention the horrible, horrible scourge of slavery during this proclamation for the Confederacy. Well, do we have to think ill of the man? Can't we forgive him?
I understand that, yeah.
Can't we forgive the angry people who said hateful things in the heat of the passion of the moment during this health care debate that I know that is so important to American people? Can we forgive the hateful things we said to each other during the Iraq War or the war in Afghanistan, and how terribly difficult these times were for all of us as we sought a better way for our country, you know, Phil?
It's a very good point, Father.
I think forgiveness. Can we forgive, for instance, the Catholic Church and the indiscretion that some of the priests who use poor judgment? Let's forgive these priests and move on and give them their rightful place back in this parish. Can we do this? I think we can. Can we?
Well, now that all of a sudden you just came up with one there.
Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Catholic. You just said, can we forgive the Catholic priests their indiscretions and poor judgment and allow them their rightful place back in their parishes?
But that's exactly what we're talking about, aren't we? We're talking about forgiveness. Aren't we talking about forgiveness? We're talking about forgiving. If you, for instance, can forgive the hateful words of or even a better example, is Tiger Woods himself. Would you look at the way that he used women? And because we know that women are, in many ways, as men, we view women in many ways as we would a child. We're not saying that they're children, but we look at them in a manner of speaking as if they're defenseless, that they may have childlike minds.
Well, I don't know, Father. I mean, with all due respect, you're a Catholic priest, a celibate priest. I mean, were you married before you became a priest? Or?
No, I was never married, but I did have girlfriends. Of course I had girlfriends before I became a priest. And I had, I didn't become a priest until my early 30s. I was in business through much of my 20s, and I had girlfriends. And not married, of course. But I know that men have looked upon women as childlike, as weak, and needing protection. And that is as it should be, I think, in some ways.
Well, you don't want to go the whole route with that one, because women will be very offended by that. I mean, you know, if I can just jump in, Father.
Go ahead.
You know, there are times when you look at a woman in a traditional male-female relationship, and you say, I want to protect her, I want to take care of her, and I think the woman wants that. She wants to be protected. That's kind of those traditional roles that nature seems to have chosen for us by virtue of the evolution of the species.
Of course, and that's to be expected, but also we see them as childlike in their decisions, you know. And so there's no difference, really, between a Tiger Woods and it's not no difference, but the Tiger Woods treating women as if they're children and the Catholic priest and the children. These are both very serious steps, and yet we find a way to forgive Tiger. And I say we find a way to forgive the priest, and we find a way to forgive Code Pink, and we find a way to forgive George Bush. And we find forgiveness in our hearts. Let this be the season of forgiveness.
Well, can I? You see, the thing about women being childlike, I don't think that that's necessarily a flattering description. Now, you may think that women are not intellectually up to snuff.
No. I'm not saying, but there are a great many brilliant women. No. I'm not saying that at all.
Well, then what do you mean that women are childlike in their thinking?
Well, they're childlike when they say to you, you know, and I don't know this for sure, but I've heard from, and I could say that I've heard this from men, and I won't say who, but when they're having reconciliation, you know, the woman will say, oh, daddy, you know, this kind of thing. You know?
Well, that's sex play between a man and a woman.
Well, right, but it's the same thing. She says, oh, daddy, you know. So we look at them as childlike, and they go, daddy, you know, I have to go wash. Well, I think they say, what did it say, brush my teeth. I've got to brush my teeth. I'm thirsty. That kind of thing, right?
Well, are you talking about women now?
Yes, women. So if we forgive Tiger Woods the insulting and depraved way that he treated women, and yes, I know that it's extreme, but we forgive the Catholic Church and the priests the way they treated some of these other children too, you know, in the church. And it's a season of forgiveness here. That's what I'm asking for, a season of forgiveness.
You're asking for a season of forgiveness. We've forgiven Tiger Woods, and we forgive the Catholic priest. I just don't see it as the same thing.
What don't you see? I've already pointed out to you that the women are childlike.
Well, no, I don't think you have pointed that out.
Remember, Phil, that in Luke it says, and Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
Well, what does that mean?
That means that they're like children, that they're not bright, you know. And
well, does that mean that Tiger Woods is like a child? Does that mean that the Catholic priests are like a child?
No, but you see, you put the two of them together. That's what I'm trying to do here. I want you to yoke them together in your mind so that we can have a season.
Well, I don't want to yoke together in my mind Tiger Woods and what his transgressions were with the Catholic priests. It's a little difficult. Okay.
I understand it's difficult here, but that's because forgiveness is difficult for you. Right now it is. I would think that as a Catholic, you'd be able to show the way.
All right. Father James McQuarters is with us. 877-876-PHIL. Finding the way to forgive. Forgive Tiger Woods. Forgive the Catholic priests and their molestation of children. Because in the end, it's a season of forgiveness. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Back with Father James McQuarters in a moment. Well, what were you saying to Phil Hendry back here with Father James McQuarters? What were you saying to me about the Tiger Woods?
I was saying that Tiger Woods has two children. That Tiger Woods has two children, and that those two children, in their own way, represent the violation of innocence.
Now, Father, you know, I'm going to take some phone calls here, but I want you to be very careful.
I'm not saying that Tiger Woods...
No, I want you to be very careful, because what you said to me in the break, that Tiger Woods violated his own children, and so what's the difference between that and the Catholic priests?
No, I did not say that, Phil.
Well, now, come on, Father, you're not going to lie to me, are you?
I said to you the following thing, if you'll allow me. I said, if we say the Catholic priests violated children, did not Tiger Woods violate the respect that the children should have for their mother by lying to their mother? So in a way, didn't Tiger Woods fondle his own children emotionally, is what I'd say.
That's the word you used. I didn't like that word, Tiger Woods fondling his own kids. He didn't do anything to his children. He did it to their mother.
But he did it to their mother. You see, to understand that God's grace and God's love covers us all. But we also have to be open to the fact that God's punishment sees all. And just because Tiger Woods did not, in his own way, reach out and touch a child the way the Catholic priest might have used poor judgment at an errant moment, Tiger Woods did, in his own way, reach down and fondle the brain of the child.
What do you mean, fondle the brain?
Fondle the emotional, the brain, which is where the emotional life is.
Of his own children?
Of his own children, yes. Oh, I'm not saying that he did the terrible things that many people have said the priests, they talk about the priests doing. I'm not saying that at all. I am saying, though, that you have to understand that Tiger Woods, in his own way, I don't want you to get angry with me, but he reached it and gave the brain to squeeze. And in so doing, emotionally those children.
Well, that's a hell of a statement to make. That's a hell of a statement to make.
Oh, but still, I'm not saying that it's final. The children seem to be emotional.
No, I know what you're saying, but I don't like it. I don't agree with it. 877-876-PHIL.
I understand that you don't, but understand that I have a very special calling from God as a priest, that I represent God, and I represent Jesus. And so for you saying that you don't agree with me, you don't have to agree with me, but you're basically saying that you don't agree with Jesus Christ. And you're a better man than me.
Well, Father, I don't really, forgive me, but I won't, I'm sure you understand what your calling is, but I don't necessarily agree with that. I'm sorry. Ken in Detroit, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, listening to us on WTDW with Father James McCorders. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I was just calling. I totally disagree with you, Father. Comparing an affair between two consenting adults like Tiger Woods had is not the same thing as Catholic priests molesting children. That's not even in the same category. It's way off base. Way off base.
But what about the point that I made about women being childlike?
Women are not.
You
know what? My girlfriend is an equal in my eyes. She is not childlike in any way.
Doesn't she call you daddy? Doesn't she call
no,
you daddy?
No, she doesn't call me daddy.
Oh, come on. Wait, hold on. You're talking about, Father McCorders, you're talking about the play between a man and a woman in intimate times. It's completely different, you know.
Well, doesn't she say to you, I'm thirsty, get me a drink of wah-wah? So she never says anything like that.
No.
Okay, it doesn't make any difference, man.
Do you think strong women like Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton, do you think they say that?
Well, when I was in my 20s, before I became a priest, I was very much a single man. I was in business. I'd go to the seminary until I was 29, 30 years of age.
How old are you now, though?
You make a good point. I'm 67 years of age, so it's been a while. But I can tell you this, that women haven't changed much in 40 years. It's basically the same species.
Father, when you say, does she say, I'm thirsty, that is the intimate play between a man and a woman. It has nothing to do with the actual emotional life of a woman.
Well, when a woman says to a man, daddy, I'm thirsty, get me a drink, you're telling me that's intelligent?
That's her having, she's charming him. She's playing with him. Okay?
Well, you guys are gonna have to run another couple of hills to carry that pack. Because I think
that view of women is just way off. Women don't talk like that. And if they just want a drink of water talking in a baby voice like that, I don't know what experiences you have with women, but that's...
Nobody talks like that.
Okay, let's get off of that topic, because I want to get onto this far more serious. When you say, Father McCorders, that Tiger Woods emotionally fondled his kids...
I stick by that 100%, because when he disrespected their mother, and when he went out on their mother, and jeopardized the health and well-being of that family, yes, he did, most certainly, emotionally, he reached in and gave it a squeeze, if you want to put it in those terms.
But and you're saying that that's the same as the priests molesting kids.
I don't see any difference. I really don't. I really don't. Well, I'm sorry, but I dare you to argue against me on that one.
This is what's wrong with the Catholic Church today. The views of the people that are running the church, and that Tiger Woods' family issues that have to do with him, and the media's blown it out of proportion. These are issues that he dealt with his family, and he was wrong. but it's not the same as molesting hundreds of children, and that is
when
not
are
even
we going
the
to
same.
Forgive?
Those priests will have a special spot in hell for them. Definitely.
That's right. All right, listen, Matthew, thank you for your call. Father James McWhorter is talking about if we forgive Tiger Woods, let's forgive the priests. 877-876.
Phil Hendry.
Everybody hates me now. You got me.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Coming up, we'll take more of your phone calls, and we have this controversial Tiger Woods commercial to get to. And there's a hell of a lot more in the news besides Tiger Woods. We'll be discussing the this Confederate proclamation by the governor of Virginia, who finally, quote-unquote, got it straightened out. And don't forget, on our website, you can watch You can watch live streaming audio, live streaming video, and listen to live streaming audio.
What you say is you need to watch the video and you have to listen to the audio.
Yes, Father. All right. Now, Father James McWhorter joins us.
I do enjoy watching and listening to your program every night.
Thank you very much, Father. But I'm troubled by your comments. You know that.
I understand.
I'm very troubled by the statement that you make saying that Tiger Woods and molesting Catholic priests, somehow this is the same thing.
But what would you say about doubling the same?
Hold on for a minute. That somehow this is the same thing is wrong. And to say that Tiger Woods, by cheating on their mother, has somehow fondled emotionally his children, I think you're walking right up to the edge of a lawsuit there.
What do you call the doubling the same? You know, American Eternal. We don't call this child molestation. Of course we call this child molestation. And yet there are people that say Deborah LaFave and Mary Kay Letourneau somehow are not the same. That somehow it is more benign. That somehow it's not quite as destructive. I don't agree with that at all. I think it is as destructive, if not more so. But I do put the Catholic priests in the same category as Deborah LaFave. In the fact that Deborah LaFave, it was tough to say no to something like that. I'm sure that a lot of boys would say that. And I'm sure that maybe some would say the same thing about the priest.
Oh, God, oh my, are you kidding me?
Well, wait a minute. If you look at Mary Kay Letourneau and you say, boy, you know, I'd break a stained glass window to be with that. Why can't you say the same thing about a priest?
Are you kidding me or something? These priests, we're talking about small children. I'm not even going to get into a discussion like that. All right?
I don't think you're being fair. If you say, for instance, that...
No, I know exactly what I'm saying. I don't want to get into a discussion like that.
But if this is child molestation, which of course it is, what did Tiger Woods do when he lied to millions of American children and said, be like me, play golf like me, eat the cereal that I eat, buy these kinds of shoes, what have you? And all of the things that these sports stars and the sports athletes do. And you know that... when I was a child, and when you were a little boy, Phil, we had the box of Wheaties. We say, on the box of Wheaties, there's the great tax champion. I don't know the name of the man.
Well, they had Bob Seagram and...
Right, right. And Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner was on there.
Right. And what would you say if they lied to you? If they lied? Bruce Jenner, I feel, has lied. He's lied to an entire generation. Bruce Jenner... who was a great athlete, and now he lies as he goes out and gets plastic surgery for his face so he looks as if he's been in a warehouse fire. He looks terrible, terrible, if his vanity has made his face as if he's in a wind tunnel. Well, the same thing can be said, I believe, for Tiger Woods, who's lied to generations of young people by saying, be me, be Tiger Woods, and guess what else? I've got that clap. And excuse me for saying that, Phil.
Oh, come on, Father. It's not even becoming for you to... I don't think it's becoming of a Catholic priest to discuss in such detail these things. And I think it is also very, very wrong to compare... You know what? Yes, it was child molestation, but I know why you're doing that. You're trying to make it a little bit more benign than it was.
In what sense are you saying?
You're bringing in Deborah LaFave and Mary Kay Letourneau and saying, well, you know, that's child molestation, too. I think I know what you're doing there. 877-876-PHIL. Here's Walt in Cary, North Carolina, listening to us on WPTF. Walt, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Father McWhorter.
I don't think I'm lying.
I understand, Father, but I don't like the comparison. Go ahead, Walt.
I'd like to say, you know, these children that have been molested, their families and these children go to the priest for guidance and direction. These priests are supposed to be anointed by God and appointed by the sole Lord. And then they turn around and they totally violate these children and their families. There's such a big difference between that and Tiger Woods having an affair or several affairs and cheating on his wife. You know, these kids are ruined for life. Yeah, people look up to sports figures as somebody to look up to, but the Catholic priest is the one that people go to confide their problems and get direction, spiritual direction, and then these priests go and do these atrocious things to these children.
Absolutely. I don't disagree with you at all. But I have to ask you, Deborah Lefebvre and Mary Kay Letourneau, I would feel violated were I the child who was molested by Deborah Lefebvre. I would. But, come on.
He
knows what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. These priests are supposed to give guidance and direction, spiritual guidance and direction.
Right.
Deborah Lefebvre was
not a priest.
Well, Deborah Lefebvre was a teacher, though, and she's supposed to give guidance and protect. I don't disagree with you or Walt. I don't disagree at all. I'm simply saying, if you're going to vilify the priest and say that Tiger Woods is a much better man than a priest, I say to you, what about Deborah Lefebvre?
Tiger Woods looking for spiritual direction. They look at Tiger Woods as a sports figure and somebody to admire the way he plays golf, not somebody that's going to give them guidance from God. You know, the scriptures say give Caesar's things to Caesar.
Well, hold on.
And Caesar's law.
Yeah, and render the things to God that are God's, yeah.
The child molestation is completely wrong, and you're saying to put these priests back in the position where they can do this
Father McQuarters, what are you saying about I know what you're trying to say about Letourneau. You're saying, hey, Mary Kay Letourneau, she molested those kids too, but hey.
No, I'm saying if Mary Kay Letourneau or Deborah Lefebvre jumped me, I would say I'm violated and please someone get a police officer. But by the same token, you know, you die with a smile on your face. Now, how do you know the same thing didn't happen with these Catholic priests?
All right, now that's what I'm saying. Throwing that into the mix, like, oh, well, you're going to die with a smile on your face.
Are you telling me that Deborah Lefebvre, you wouldn't break into a bank for her?
I'm an adult man, okay? I'm 57 years old.
When you were 13.
When I was 13, I was 13. I was a kid. I was a little boy. You could have gotten me to do anything. You could have talked me into anything. When you think about kids, what do they want more than anything else in the world? They want adults to protect them, and they want to do things to please adults. They don't want the adults to be pissed. They don't want the adults to be upset. They want the adults to be happy with them. So children are in a particularly vulnerable place. When you ask them to do something, they'll do it because they want to please the adult and make sure that the adult is happy, because when adults are happy, a kid is happy, okay?
And you're trying to tell me that those women didn't do things to make Tiger happy so he wouldn't get pissed off and beat them or do something with a...
What are you talking about, man?
I'm saying...
Off his rocker.
If I'm off my rocker, you're saying those women wouldn't do what Tiger wanted them to do to keep from being beaten with a wedge. All right, I said it.
You're telling me that Tiger Woods was now beating those women with golf clubs?
I don't know.
Well, why don't we just slip that into the conversation? All right, hey, Walt, thanks for your call, sir. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Winchester, Tennessee. It's Pam. Pam, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Father James McQuarters. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much.
You used a great deal of any language to vilify me.
I'm not vilifying you. You're the guy that's talking about Tiger Woods beating up women with a pitching wedge. Go ahead, Pam.
Let me just make a few comments, if I can. I am a social worker. I have been a social worker for over 20 years.
Finally.
And about 5 of those years working with sexually abused children.
Perfect.
And,
this is what I was waiting for.
Yes. And I have seen the effects on the children. I have seen the effects on their families. And you cannot compare Tiger Woods' situation with this. It is totally different. It's not even in the same ballpark. So,
I am very concerned. Worse. You're saying it's worse.
I am not Catholic.
No,
I am not
she didn't
Catholic.
Say it was worse.
But I will tell you.
The lives of 18 women that he had affairs with, and a priest devastates maybe, what, one or two kids?
And is that all? Just one or two kids?
Tiger Woods,
number one,
18 women.
I don't think Tiger Woods' children know what happened. I doubt their mother sat down and told them. They're very young. So unless somebody tells them, they don't know what's happening right now.
Well,
but
you cannot
compare the two situations. They're not the same. And as far as priests being allowed to return to the church, no, they should not ever be allowed to return to the church because they're pedophiles. Let's use the word pedophile.
All right.
And pedophile
happy to use that word.
Treated. Pedophile.
You know that
kid, I do believe
you know the one kid
be treated. You know,
the kid that married the one that molested him? You know that kid, right? What do you say about that? And I'm saying
about
to you, and I know you do great work. I know you do great work, but I'm saying, isn't it possible that, you know, I asked Phil, he's 13, he sees Deborah Lefebvre, and he goes, yeah, man. And
I didn't say that at all. You're not listening to anything I'm saying.
I have a 13-year-old son, and they were not hard enough on Deborah. You know, they did not treat her like they would have treated a man that molested.
Well, that's one boy he married the lady. What was the kid's name, Phil?
You're talking about Mary Kay Letourneau?
Yeah, he married her. And the priests are getting what? They're taking the priest, and they're dragging him behind a jeep. Mary Kay Letourneau ended up marrying to the boy she molested, and they lived happily ever after. So wouldn't you agree
that's
that all of them
situation that a priest in an authority position... A man of God.
Mary Kay Letourneau was in an authority position. What about the nun? Yeah, there you go, the nun. That nun.
You know what, Father? You can dig all you want, man, for all kinds of examples.
Still, I'm looking for God's forgiveness. I'm looking for a season of forgiveness. I'm trying to get all of you together
saying,
on the same page.
I'm not willing to forgive. What I'm saying is children have to be protected. And therefore, pedophiles are not allowed to work in child cares in the state of Tennessee.
You find me a young man who wants to be protected from Deborah Lefebvre, and you want to put him in the nut house.
Well, you know
what?
I'm going to take my son from Deborah, and he's 13 years old.
But if your son ever asks you for protection from Deborah Lefebvre, put him in a nut bin.
Oh, is that right? Is that right?
You got it.
Is that right? A 13-year-old boy, if he said, Mom, that lady is bothering me, if it was Deborah Lefebvre, the kid belongs in a nut bin.
I think so. That's an unprofessional opinion. But wouldn't you want to put that, wouldn't you want to wrap that kid up tight?
Are you trying to make this problem the boy's problem?
I'm saying to you.
Deborah's problem.
Deborah is a pedophile as well.
Deborah, well, she may be in prison.
All right, I'm not going to get it. Yeah, but listen, Pam, thank you very much. Good calls, and thank you for your great work that you do in your community. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, you're not thanking me for the great work I do in my community because of the fact that...
You know, Father, you're. I know what you're doing. You're using this Deborah Lefebvre, Mary Kay Letourneau. Hey, you know, they molested kids, too. Hey, you know.
Well, you still haven't answered it. Would you or would you not take a 13-year-old kid that said that Deborah Lefebvre would make a freight train take a dirt road? Wouldn't you take that kid... Wrap him up and put him in a soft room. Yes or no?
Father.
Yes or no?
Hang up on him, man. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Tiger Woods, the molesting Catholic priests, Deborah Lefebvre, Mary Kay Letourneau. Is there really any difference? Shouldn't we just forgive and forget? Father James McCorders. More with him coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and we're going to get to some more phone calls. Father James McCorders joins me from Belmar Academy, Glendale, California. We also have on our newsmaker line this evening checking in is David G. Hall. He is the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show. And, David, you had a point that you wanted to make concerning what we're talking about tonight, right?
Yeah, I do. And first of all, I want to say
good evening to Fatima Quarters.
Good evening, David.
And to you, Phil. And to mention to you that I don't disagree with the discussions you're having with Fatima Quarters. I think that they it's valuable, but I think we need to understand that. And Fatima Quarters, if I'm wrong, please tell me. We live in a very modern time, Phil. Tiger Woods is a Buddhist. You have spent 50-plus minutes with a Catholic, and I don't find anything wrong with that, but I would ask you, and I think I ask all of your listeners, that our sympathies are with Tiger in a very difficult time, and he's a Buddhist. He's not a Catholic.
Well, you know, the book, Living Jesus, Living Buddha,
you know, I'm not finished yet, Father, if you don't mind, that you have given this Catholic priest all this time.
Well, it's a question of spiritual health.
Hold on for a minute. People jumping all over me here. I haven't finished what I'm saying.
I got to take some calls, David.
I'm going to ask you now, Phil, and I'm sorry to have to use this language. I'm going to ask you to please shut up. You've got a Catholic priest on, and I have no problem with that. Tiger Woods is a Buddhist. This is a world now that we live in that has Muslims and Buddhists and Confucius and everything. It's no longer just the Main Street Methodist Church. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that.
All right, so putting on the Catholic priest and the Presbyterian and this, that's fine, but we got to get with it here. There's Buddhists, there's Muslims, there's every other kind of religion that's got nothing to do with Catholics. And that's all I'm at. And Father, forgive me, but I think you've been rude. I don't understand.
You just said I don't understand.
I don't understand, Father.
I think you've been rude to me. I think you've been rude to Phil and his listeners and fans. That Catholicism has no say in this particular situation.
Well, you're talking about molesting priests. Need to get a pass. They molesting priests get a pass, and they get their ticket punched the same way that Tiger Woods does. I don't think so.
All right, let me take a phone call. Hold on. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Lulu in Denver, Colorado, listening to us on KTNI. Hi, Lulu, and welcome to our show. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say,
yes.
I think the father's reasoning is a lot of reason the people are turning away from the Catholic Church. I think his reasoning is really warped. I don't think that think like that.
I'm not approving of molesting children. Of course I'm not approving of that. That would make me in league with the devil. But I'm saying to you, the devil looks just like Deborah Lefebvre.
Oh, yeah. See, that's not fair.
Yeah, you say it's not fair because you know what I'm talking about.
What do you mean, Deborah Lefebvre, oh, yeah?
Because everybody, there's not a 13-year-old boy out there that wouldn't want to, well, I don't want to say it, but a lady on the line. But
well, I just think that your reasoning that you relate everything in a sexual or a desirable manner is just really, it's like, I can't comprehend that. Because in my day-to-day life, I don't relate everything in a sexual or desirable manner. And it seems to me what you're saying and the point you're trying to make is that everything, you know, subconsciously revolves around sex to people. That's what I'm getting from you.
No, I'm saying that if you're a 13-year-old boy, and if you're a 13-year-old boy, and here comes Kim Kardashian, you know what I'm saying? If
I don't know, Kim Kardashian, she's got a big rear end. Why would a kid want that?
Oh, give me a break, will you?
What are you guys talking about now? Lulu and I are talking about the tragedy of these priests, and you, Father, trying to compare that favorably to Tiger Woods, and then telling me about Deborah Lefebvre. I'll give you that Deborah Lefebvre is hot. Mary Kay Letourneau was hot. They were two teachers who took advantage of the children that were in their charge, and I stand by what I said. Children do anything to make adults happy. That's the tragedy. That's the sickness. That's the disgusting reality of child molestation, that children want to willingly make adults happy. And that any adult that would take advantage of that attitude.
You know, Phil, you give a real good
speech. Especially when there are adults that are in positions of trust. Especially when they're in positions of trust.
Right.
What position is that?
Thank you, Phil.
A position of trust.
Yeah, when they're in a position of trust, you know, children really do want to please them.
Well, what? Are your legs in the... I don't understand.
Position of trust!
Oh!
Like the fathers,
Lulu,
you know, that...
Yeah. Lulu, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Lynn in Louisville, Kentucky. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I just think
Hi.
That this priest here is beyond delusional. To compare the things that he's comparing. Now, I'm Catholic, and, you know, I no longer practice the Catholic religion.
Wait a minute, Father. Let Lynn finish.
I no longer practice the Catholic religion because of all this controversy that's going on with these priests. It's disgusting.
That's great.
And
that's
for
a good
you
idea.
To sit there and try to justify what they have done and say that it's okay for them to go back into the church around children after we know what's happened, and then for you to compare that with what Tiger Woods has done, there's something going on there that's just not clicking.
Oh, Mary Kay Letourneau.
Oh, will you stop with Mary Kay Letourneau?
You keep...
All right, listen, thanks very much. Yeah, I know, Lynn. We got a break. Lynn, thank you. Great call. 877-876-PHIL. Back with more of your phone calls. 877-876-PHIL after this.
Phil Hendry.
Yeah, let's get back to Buddhism.